producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's celebrate the Good Day program as we are into the week between Christmas and New Year's. And what you need to know about this week is that you need to take it easy. And Richie's going to do that. He's going to take the rest of the week off, spend some time with his family. Jennifer and I will be here, however, to hold down the fort as best we can.
Can we take it easy, though, when we're here?
You can take it easy. It's okay with me. I'm not.
When we're here, let's take it easy.
How are we going to do that? There's so many things going on in the world.
Well, you could tell us for another hour about the movies that you saw.
Oh, why is that?
In case you just joined us, Doug in the last hour or two has been like a pinball bouncing off of the walls. I did this, and I did this, and then this kind of reminded me of that.
Okay, so
it's been fun to try and keep up.
You know what I heard? There's a rumor floating around, and I don't know what to do with it. I meant to ask Chuck Curry, our movie man, about this. This lady who's in the new Star Wars movie, what's her name, Rey?
Yes, that's her character's name.
Character's name is Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is some speculation now, and I don't know what it's about, whether it's because Star Wars fans are trying to conjure up a story as to who her parents are.
Oh, come on. That was a spoiler. Yeah, I think she's I think she's Luke's daughter.
You think she's Luke Skywalker's daughter?
Oh, in the movie, who her parents are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so she would be the sister to the new Darth character.
Cousin.
Is that what you're saying?
Cousin, right.
Cousin. All right, so the Darth character, oh, that's right. Han Solo, as he's the father, and Leia's the mother of the bad guy, who's the new Darth.
I hope you guys have not seen it, because now it's all been ruined.
Not really. Well, I didn't tell him that Han Solo died at the end of it. I didn't do that. Oh, wait a minute. I just did. Huh. So then they would be cousins. Come on. They've sold $1 billion worth of tickets, for God's sakes. Who hasn't seen the movie once?
I'll give you a break. I mean, after a week or 10 days.
Like 10 days.
You got it. Right.
2 weeks. Yeah.
But still, I mean.
Enough. So it would have been her, what you're saying, Luke Skywalker, but who would the mother be?
We don't know.
It's a good question. The reason I think that that Luke is her dad is because Jedis aren't supposed to have relations, but...
Really?
What do they do with all that pedosexual energy? When she touched the Jedi lightsaber...
Uh-huh.
She flashed back. She heard all the voices that you would expect one to hear. And we know that her parents left her. So we don't just know exactly if she knew them, you know, why she's waiting for them. So I don't know. I kind of feel like that could be the relation. Plus, the new Darth Vader, what's his name? Kyla, whatever.
Yeah.
Right, knew who this girl was.
Yeah.
He was aware of her existence. So,
and he felt her force. Right.
Right. Yeah. So it'd be nice to have that sort of thing. All right. As we get to the end of the year and we think about the new year, I was actually going back into my conspiratorial theories of this past year. There are all kinds of things that we were, at the end of the year, you remember what happened. It was a tumultuous year for me in many respects, and a good year in many respects, because we were all mixing the good and the bad and the ugly. It's part of life. So you have some horrendous things that happen to you. I certainly did. And then you have good things that happen to you. That certainly has happened to me. And so I think you reflect. This week is a reflection week, thinking about what has gone on. And you know that I don't bill myself. I'm not Alex Jones. This is not a conspiratorial program. But I do sort of lend credibility to some of the things that happen and try to connect the truth to what's going on, or the truth as I theorize it, as I hear it, as I think it, as I work it through my mind. So when I acknowledge, we were talking about taxes and taxation and how the system needs to really, the system is so bankrupt, it's so corrupt, and needs to be changed. Recently, Louisiana became a state, I should have Roberta Fasanelli to discuss this. There's a law that was passed this past year in Louisiana, RS-37-1866, Richie, which makes it illegal to for a garage sale to sell things for cash. There's a whole
this has to be
thing.
Unintended circumstances.
Well, but there's a ban. There's the government is trying to somehow or other. This is my theory. When you realize that you can't bring $10,000 into a bank and put it in, if you have $10,000 in cash and you want to bring it to the bank and put it in your account, you'll be a suspect. So you bring $9,000. And why is $10,000? What's the magic about that? And why are you automatically a suspect just because you get a lot of cash? I had a store, and it was mostly a cash business, and I put the money in the bank, and, you know, I was, sometimes I wouldn't do it for a week, and there might be $10,000 or close to that in cash or over a couple of weeks. And if I hadn't been a customer of the bank for as long as I have been, I've seen other people get scrutinized. The bank president told me that they have to hire somebody to monitor cash transactions now that are over $5,000.
You know where this is really a mess?
Where?
Colorado and Washington, where all these
because
pot
the drugs
businesses
the pot
are popping
businesses.
Up.
Yeah.
Because
right.
the feds don't recognize this as legal
right.
income.
They can't put the money in the bank, but they have to pay taxes.
My neighbor, my friend, Laura, who moved to Colorado, Denver, like 5 or 6 years ago, was home over the weekend. And we're talking about it. She's got a neighbor, and she's just like, the guy just spends cash on everything because he can't invest it in anything because the feds will then come looking at him and say, where are you getting this
where
cash?
Where did that money come from? And there is a movement, there are a couple of government circles that are trying to get ATMs shut down. Because once the money comes out of the ATMs, they can't track it.
Yeah, they can't track it, right?
They don't know what it's being. And why is it their business to track it? If you're in a free society and you want to spend. You can't track it. You don't know what's going to be.
Every bill has a serial number on it.
Yeah. So is that what we're coming down to?
Goes through circulation. Unless it comes out of circulation, you're going to definitely track money.
Okay. So every time there's a transaction, then somebody's going to have to put it through a machine that identifies what the serial number is.
Which
so
happens every time it goes into a bank. It goes into a counter.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't
you're
know
not
whether they
take
the serial number or not.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm using cash, let's say, to pay for gasoline, somebody gave me cash for something or I got cash out of the machine. I did, as a matter of fact. This weekend I had to get some cash out of the cash machine. And there were a bunch of dirty $20 bills that I got out of the machine.
If I take cash, let's say I take $200 out of an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go spend $100 at Best Buy, $50 at a restaurant, mm-hmm. $30 at gas.
Yeah.
When those companies deposit that money, they can follow my money. And this is really following it to the end, but you could technically follow the money.
Yeah, right. So for people, though, who want to opt out of the system, they just spend cash for everything, one of the things that the attempt is being made here by bureaucrats to stop that from happening, but look at the illegals. They don't have any bank accounts. They all spend cash. They don't pay any taxes. And so if there is this move, according to a video that I saw anyway, that we are trying to have less cash on hand, the government will tell you, or some of the government will tell you, the reason they're doing it is because it's expensive to make dollar bills. It's much less expensive to use plastic or to use something.
Digital transactions.
Right, exactly. To use whatever and not have cash so much. That's what they're telling you because they want to save money. You believe that? I get something for sale that you'll love.
Right. They want to track it.
They want to track it.
What is it?
Because they want. What is it?
What do you have for sale?
I'm interested.
I have actually some parts from an old Ford 550, an engine, transmission.
Never mind.
A cab. You can have that. So think about whether in your mind there's any. Never mind just the cash stuff, but conspiracies in general. Were there more of them this past year than years before? I think there are lots of conspiratorial, because the government is sort of playing into it. And it may not even be government, big business, things that are so, and things that are under military control. You know, there are all kinds of conspiratorial theories about the military and what goes on there. So I suppose maybe the question here might be, in a rhetorical sense, what is your conspiratorial fantasy? Richie, what is, when you think about conspiracy theories, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? In terms of conspiratorial, what is there? What kind? There are podcasts galore now.
You know,
about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I always have this thing that I go to when we talk about elections and presidents.
Yeah,
where they may sincerely think that they can make a difference. Mm-hmm. But once they sit down in the big chair in the Oval Office and the NSA, the CSI, or CIA, the FBI, MOUSE, the DOD all come in and open up their very secret notebooks, and they look at it and they go, oh, huh.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I think my conspiracy theory is that that the government runs the same no matter who's in charge.
Yeah. The truther movement, there's a conspiratorial theory.
I got a buddy who's all into that.
Yeah, I know. Jen, what's your favorite or most pronounced conspiracy theory?
I think the one that jumps into my head immediately is Kennedy, because that just from history seems to be the biggest one that smells fishy.
Yeah, that's that's not conspiracy anymore. That's real truth.
I know. Now, here's the real thing. Truth. In my mind, the most recent conspiracy, and I've talked to you guys about this one before without actually saying I think it was a fake, and Rich touched on it with the elections. That proposition that just went through, that got voted down, the food labeling one.
Yeah.
In California, we had a ballot initiative that would have required companies to label where food came from.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I know in my unscientific poll, everyone that I talked to, not one was going to vote no on it. Everybody voted yes, 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 yes. Everybody I talked to, that thing failed and failed miserably. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine that I wouldn't know one person who wouldn't vote when this thing failed so with such a huge margin.
Yeah.
And so most recently, that's one where I'm determined that there was some shenanigans going on with counting the votes. And I think it happens a lot. I think it happens more often than we think. And I think that we would be shocked to find out some of the outcomes that could have been had the government not put their fingers into stuff.
We're asleep at the switch. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about sustainable agriculture and the mega farm subsidies. As a matter of fact, Jennifer, you're on top of that as well. I found the information that you sent along to me to be fascinating and things that we ought to share with the audience, as a matter of fact. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at your service on your side at 19 minutes after the hour.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Feedman. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Backwards, Richie? Just for the heck of it?
Yes.
Okay, good. 23 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Top five songs from this year. I'm sorry, this week. This week in 1982, Hall & Oates were number one. How many people remember Man Eater?
Oh,
like it. They performed at our high school.
Did they?
I graduated when I was a junior.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates, when you're...
We won a contest.
High school?
Yeah. So they came. We thought we were getting Billy Idol. We got Hall & Oates.
Now, in this era, 1982, were there still vinyl records being sold, or were things on...
1982, I had my first disc player in 1981.
So discs were out in the 80s.
Yeah, CDs were out
CDs?
In like 80, 81,
really?
82. I mean, you couldn't buy a whole lot, but I remember buying CDs in 1981 and 82.
All right, so we were away from the era of actually having vinyl records.
They still had them.
We got into the 80s.
I had a record player in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, number two this week in 1982, Tony Basile.
Basil.
Mickey, I don't remember the song.
Tony, hey, Mickey, yes, you're so fine.
Man, this is a vague memory for me.
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's like probably the most well-known one-hit one.
But the number three song this week in 82, I have a great place in my mind for Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. The girl is mine. This is when they still talk to each other. This is the last time they talked to each other.
Two friends who ended up hating each other.
Yeah. Tonight she walks right in my dreams. She's a man from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
See, we can recreate the conversation again.
Doggone girl.
You know, Michael, if you really want to make some money, buying copyrights in music is the way to go.
Oh, really? How do I do that?
I buy yours.
You go out and buy a record, your music collection.
Yeah. Great, thanks for the tip.
Then he bought all the Beatles music.
Right,
yeah, out front of the wall.
Right. So the reason that we're focused on these songs and we're talking about vinyl is because Columbia House, remember the subscription service we used to be able to get all all of the records.
So you get first 11 records for a penny.
Right, exactly.
And then you have buy 22 other records throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, you had to sign up every month to get a new record.
Sure.
So they went out of business in 2010 because it seemed that the vinyl records were not in place. They were operating it as a DVD marketplace and still apparently have done that, but they're capitalizing on the record fad. They have a new owner, and they're going to try to revive their vinyl-only delivery service. The ownership says, the present company says, you can see a yearning and an interest to try this new format. This guy's name is John Lipman. He bought Columbia House out of bankruptcy for $1.5 million. Told the Wall Street Journal last week that he was going to plan on getting back into this category. He said, quote, for a category that's meaningful and growing rapidly, you don't see a whole lot of choice. They had 8 CDs for a penny, Richie, back in the 90s. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I bought that. You know, I think I did a rant about this before.
Yeah.
This is such a ripoff. You, as a kid, when I was a young, vulnerable child, I'd get one of these things in the mail, and it would say 1,000 CDs for a penny, and you'd go through and you'd order. They didn't tell you that you had to continue to order CDs till you're 142 years old.
When they were at the height, they were making $1 billion in profit a year. This outfit. Number four from this week in 1982. Do you have this on vinyl or a CD? Don Henley and Dirty Laundry. This came from a TV show, didn't it?
From Miami Vice? It didn't come from a TV show, but it was in... No, this wasn't in Miami Vice. No.
All right, so the number five song, we all know Don Henley. Laura Branigan and Gloria, number five. This would be a good... I'd like to... I have an old record player. I'd like to put it back to use. Get a new needle for it if you find one.
Oh, no, they're big. They're big, but they're all USB record players now.
That story at DougStephan.com, folks.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use this directed behavioral support increases chances of success.
You don't have to throw in the towel on your exercise routine for the holidays. Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis says 'tis the season to be sneaky.
Sneak in the activity whenever you can. Take the stairs, walk around the block a few times at lunch, and if you have holiday plans in the evening, get moving in the morning.
Need a gift idea for the fitness buffs on your list? Why not give the gift of motivation with the perfect workout headset?
The durable LG Tone Active headset rests around the neck with retractable earbuds. It works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, so whether you're on Team iPhone or Team Android, you'll always be connected.
And don't let a cold spoil your holiday fun.
I'm a second-generation fan of Coldy's Cold Remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of the common cold by almost half.
And Laura's go-to for aches and pains that can come from decking the halls?
Arnotair Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
Learn more at VideoPump.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Have a story that appears at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on the new technology. The discussion earlier today, you can get in our, from Monday's hour number 4, I believe. The focus, because we always have, by the way, you can always go to DougSteffen.com and get the archives of the whole program every day. You can listen on TuneIn Radio, RadioAmerica.org, CRNDigital.com. You can get the we have on TuneIn, we have 24 hours a day of Doug, right? Richie, don't we have on TuneIn Radio?
You can get it 24 hours a day. It's on demand. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I was talking earlier about technology and how there's a robot that appears to be poised to make enough paper clips to cover if it gets out of control. The people that have developed it don't quite know how to deal with its artificial intelligence, but somehow in the computer brain of this robot, it'll make it, as long as it can find the resources, it'll just keep making paper clips. And the theory is that it could make enough to cover the whole planet, covering the planet with paper clips.
How long would it take?
What does, I don't know, Rich. I didn't ask that question. But the question does come up as to what other sources of this kind of technology are there. Do we have any limits or bounds as to what we can create or where artificial intelligence is going? There's research being done at MIT. Professor Dina Katabi has developed software that uses variations of radio signals to recognize human silhouettes through walls. In other words, MIT is developing X-ray vision. Researchers say the technology will be able to help healthcare providers keep closer tabs on people who are sick. So you don't have to be in the room to monitor, or you don't have to even have monitors in the room. If you got somebody at home, a friend of mine's mother just died, and it was because she fell down, she couldn't get up, and somehow or other there weren't people around watching. But, you know, the theory is if you got a scene through the ceiling or the walls, then you might be able to have saved her. This is not a camera, though. It's not a camera. It's a sensor that monitors people, allows you to control devices by pointing at them. So in Star Wars, where the Force is used, and even in Heroes, you know, protagonists have the ability to reach out with their hands. I guess you can do that. Some of the superhero movies, they just put their hands out, and there's an energy there. Well, apparently this is going to be, there's a new wireless signal that you can absorb, and these wireless signals detect what's going on in other rooms, behind a wall, behind the couch, interesting things like that. So this will give detection a whole new meaning. And is it too advanced for us to handle?
Can you handle it?
You can handle the truth.
You can't handle it. You know what
can
I like
you
to handle?
This?
I like when you do technology news. It makes me excited.
I know. You
why?
Need
because
me looking through that wall. You want
why?
Me looking through that wall.
Why do you like me
wall?
Doing technology news? Is that because
just it's fun. I like it.
Did I do a good job?
Hey, did you hear something cool?
I heard
there's
a lot of cool.
There's an airline called SpiceJet.
Really? What happens on SpiceJet? SpiceJet?
SpiceJet. It's offering one-way domestic fares. But you, gosh, is this in India or is this here? This is the weirdest thing ever. SpiceJet. Wow. So it's trending right now on Facebook. It's the number one rated story on Facebook right now. Yeah.
SpiceJet.
Yeah, SpiceJet. It's an Indian airline, and they've got, it's a New Year's sale. They have really cheap fares. Huh,
really?
Cool.
To go where? I'm not interested in going to India. Yeah. Domestic
SpiceJet,
in India?
Domestic network, yep. So if
in
you
India.
Want to go to India.
Here's their theme song.
That's what I'm saying.
In a moment, a focus on sustainable agriculture and what's in the new rules issued by the United States Department of Agriculture that will affect the food you eat. Coming up here on Good Day.
The beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
My credit card debt was killing me. The interest rates were crazy. With Avant's lower fixed rates, I now have money and a life.
I needed money to pay off my credit card debt. Avant gave me a fixed rate that was way less than I was paying.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank. Join the thousands of people who have turned to Avant to pay off their credit cards at a lower fixed rate. There are no added fees or charges on unsecured loans, and you could have money in your account in as little as one business day, and it only takes a few minutes to apply. And right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates at no risk and to get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 7171. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day. Approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Sweet Georgia Brown,
otherwise known as,
and the theme to the Harlem Globetrotters, the sad story that people will be talking about this week is the passing of Meadowlark Lemon. What a great name.
Nice.
Wow. Just a terrific, just...
As a kid, Richie.
Like you, Jennifer. I don't know if you ever saw
Absolutely.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Not it live, but I mean, I know what they do and who they are. They're still out there.
You saw a video.
We took the kids last year to see them.
Yeah.
He was
not cheap.
What I remember, these guys get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Half court hook shots, his back passes. He never would look, but he'd always hit the mark. He was a clown. And he was the marquee for the Harlem Globetrotters. Passed away over the weekend at the age of 83. He loved, you can tell by watching his moves, he loved playing for the Globetrotters. He said as a youngster growing up in North Carolina, he wanted to play for the Globetrotters. He joined the team in 1954 after he got out of the Army.
Wow.
You think about how long this guy played at it. He was just the 7 foot of classic energy and fun. So anyway.
Became a minister later in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scottsdale, Arizona. That's funny.
Yeah. But he was the ringmaster for the Harlem Globetrotters. No question about that. He chased referees around with a bucket. He used to throw confetti on them.
Confetti, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He exaggerated
everything. Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. So his passing is noted here. A lot of people, some of the people who played for the Globetrotters were actually pros in the NBA, right? I think that's where a lot of them came
from. They tried to make it in the NBA, and they get tossed around from team to team.
They used to play against all of the other teams. They'd play against TV. They'd get.
Do you remember the name of the team that the Globetrotters always beats?
No.
The Washington Generals.
Really?
That's the team that travels with them that they always beat.
Always beat them.
Their marks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it's just something that they used to play 300 games a year. Imagine that. He said, if you look at his website, Richie, he played 16,000 games over the course. That's 300 games a year. He played in 100 countries and made a lot of money.
How lucky that he got to do what he loved. I mean, how fun is that job, right? Yep. I mean, what a lucky guy.
But the travel has got to be tough. There it is. He was quoted. One writer was quoted as saying, "He's an American institution, just like the Washington Monument or the Statue of Liberty."
He became a Christian minister in 1994. Meadowlark Lemon Ministries, nonprofit evangelistic organization. He and his wife founded, and he said when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, "Man, I've had a good run."
Wilt Chamberlain said, "Meadowlark Lemon was one of the most sensational, awesome, incredible basketball players I've ever seen."
Yeah, what a sadness. But I like the era he's gone. There's not as much focus on that kind of stuff. We don't have enough fun. Need more things like that to have fun with. I promised you that I'd spend a few minutes talking about something that's near and dear to all of our hearts. When I say all of us, Jennifer and Richie and I, the United States Department of Agriculture has, through its usual conflagration of conflict, managed to provide unlimited subsidies, the continuation of these big subsidies for the huge commodity farmers in our country that don't need a penny, but yet these mega farms are drawing individually over $1 million a year in taxpayer subsidies. And if you look in the Federal Register, you will see the final information that's there about this farm bill and how I liked what the highlight of it is seeing what a hypocrite Obama is. I mean, maybe that's not the highlight, but the highlight for me as a farmer, I've never applied for, nor did I ever want any government subsidies or help, subsistence or whatever it is, because I didn't want to be tied to their record-keeping machine. But one of the things that came about, many of you who are farmers will know, and this was discussed in the popular media, news media, how the big mega farms were ripping off the system because it was legal, and people that were running family farms and people that were running the Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Association trying to get these subsidies out so that they could go to farmers that need them. Nope, weren't successful. That shows you how powerful these huge mega farm industries are, that they got the Agriculture Committee leaders to go along with this in the Farm Bill so they could protect the interests of these people. And the amount of cash coming in to the coffers of these campaigns for the people that are on the Ag Committee is, it's sickening. It's sickening to see this going on. And it continues. So the agriculture, the world of agriculture as we know it in America, challenged by this sort of thing, challenged by the rules from the EPA, challenged by the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the government will tell you, well, it's going to help farmers. Yeah, it'll help the big farmers like these guys who just got $1 million subsidies at the taxpayer expense, but it's not going to help the little guys. It's going to take away from the little guys being able to sell their produce competitively because of all the imports that will come in from all over the place. Look at what's happened with the COOL, the country of origin labeling. If you don't think that's going to have a major impact on what you buy. Food for thought, literally, here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Steffen's a good day on our regular tech segment at this day with Richard Schemmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor and Tech Media Observer. Richard, good morning, and Merry post-Christmas. Happy New Year.
The same to you guys.
Hey,
thank you all.
I hope your Christmas was good, and you don't have a whole lot of things to trade in or send back. But it looks like if we have things that we don't really want on the tech side, Amazon is looking to get some of our goods, right?
Yeah, I just realized this last week that Amazon has a trading policy. I was going through all my, going through my office, and I found some DVD sets and some old electronics, and I went on Amazon, and I saw that they will pay you for certain type of items. You just type in the UPC or the item name, and they'll give you 3 prices. One is for good or brand new, good, and acceptable. And you send, they'll send you a prepaid tag. You send it in. If they don't approve of it, either you can take a lower price or they will send it back to you. So I sent in 2 DVD sets, one a Disney set and one a Miami Vice, which was never opened. And they want to give me $65 in Amazon credit. They take phones, cameras, DVDs.
Okay, so they pay you an Amazon credit. That's correct. Interesting. So, because I was expecting you to tell me they were going to give you $10 in cash for your Miami Vice and Disney thing, because
that's if you go to a record store or
right, well, or if you go to GameStop, because my son got a new PS4 and all of his old PS3 stuff is now, and they want to give him $30 for the system and $5 or $8 for any of his games and whatnot. So now I'm wondering, can we send this stuff back to Amazon and actually get more for it? Because Amazon's trying to use it to get us to kind of go in that their ecosystem a little bit more, right?
Well,
are they using it as a loss leader?
I don't think so. I think I checked about 30 different items, and there were some, like a brand new router that's only like 6 months old, they wanted to give me $1.09 for.
Okay.
So it depends on the product. You know, there are CDs they'll give you 10 cents for, or DVDs they'll give you $1.84 for.
Okay.
I just happened to search out the highest ones that I had, and, you know, it's really just a test.
So, a little bit ago, we were talking about a story that I had heard where a lot of the items that you return to the stores this week don't actually go back to the manufacturer. They actually get sold to third-party resellers who then put them on eBay at a discounted, rewrapped price as
new. Right, right.
Do you know anything about that? How does that work?
Sure, that's called reverse logistics. There are companies that buy pallets of returns. And what they'll do is the return might be a unopened good, or it might be a good that has been used, or it might be a defective. So they have to test everything out. Then what they'll do is they'll put it on eBay, or they'll put it on Amazon, or they'll sell it to like a secondhand store. And
wow.
It's a real big business.
Wow, so you get some really discounted items this way, huh?
Right, but manufacturers don't like that type of system because on some of them they're used goods and people try and use the full warranty from the manufacturer.
All right, so buyer beware, definitely.
Right.
Hey, while we're at Amazon, a friend of mine bought one of these Amazon Echoes, the little cylindrical.
My dad got one, too.
Smartphone thing, yeah, and it was pretty neat. I mean, we were in there last night and, you know, asking it all kinds of stupid questions, and it's
I've had one since March. I've had one since March. I bought my father-in-law one. It's great if you're an Amazon Prime member because you can really get any of the millions of Amazon Prime songs to be streamed on the Echo. You can get weather, you can get news, you can get radio stations from TuneIn, from Pandora. It's really, it'll tell you jokes, knock-knock jokes. It'll control the lights in your home. The problem I see with it is that it is always listening. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what does that mean? What are they going to? Who collects that information?
Oh, Jennifer, who knows?
I know.
Well, supposedly nobody.
Is it Big Brother sitting up there sucking it all in?
Edward Snowden.
I don't know.
Edward Snowden.
Probably a lot of Big Brothers. I don't know who collects it. It's just right now. It's just an open mic.
Right. It doesn't store what you say. We hope. But if somebody wanted to tap into you, could they? I think that's probably the bigger question. So there it is. There's your tech segment with Richard Schemmel from Tech Media Observer on the good day. It's 58 past the hour.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.